Not many people know this, but people who work in the service industry are incredibly frisky.
Oh,
that's
really?
Right. And right now we got a frisky waiter on the phone. His name is Greg. Sorry, I was sneezing.
He also has allergies.
Whoa.
Man, you bring sexy to the table. You bring sexy to the table, sir.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, my whole intro is ruined now because of my allergies and my sneezing fit. So let's just talk to him. His name is Greg. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Well, my allergies are flaring up, and I had this whole intro planned where I was going to call you a frisky waiter and her a lustful waitress and tell a story of how you guys met real quick. But unfortunately, my sneezing got the best of me, so you're going to have to do that, Greg.
Well, I like it because I think I might have some allergies. Women are allergic to me, so maybe you guys can help me out.
Oh, Greg, look at you, king of the segue for us.
Helping us out,
I'm trying.
Wow.
Save the intro so you guys can save me.
Yeah. All right. We can stop now, Greg. It's
like
enough.
It.
So, Greg, you're a waiter.
Yes, I am a waiter. I'm probably one of the best waiters around, I'd like to think. But, yes, I am in the service industry.
Okay.
Are you frisky? Or was I right? Are you frisky?
I'd like to think that I'm frisky, but I mean, I don't know. I try. I definitely try to be frisky.
And is this lovely waitress that you went out with, is this a coworker?
Well, no, not really. I was just at the restaurant she works at.
Okay.
All right. As a customer?
Yeah. I was out with some friends, and we were just having some dinner and some drinks, and she ended up being our waitress.
All
weird
right.
Waiters and waitresses eat at other restaurants?
Wow.
I know. Yeah, mind-blowing. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
It'd be like radio people listening to other radio stations.
No, that
weird.
Doesn't happen.
were you struck by her immediately when she came up to your table?
Before she came up to my table, I saw her and almost had my fingers crossed that she would be our waitress. She was, you know, really looking good that night.
Okay. And did you just flat out ask her out on the spot, or?
I did not. I'd had it happen a couple of times to myself. Women had left their name and number on the receipt after they signed for it, so I kind of stole their ID and I did that. You know, I left Greg and then left my phone number at the bottom of the receipt when I paid the bill.
Oh, nice.
And that actually worked?
It did. She actually texted me like 2 days later it was. I got a text and I didn't even know who it was because I, silly enough, forgot her name. And then I was like, who is this? And then she's like, it's Cynthia. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
Dude, that's amazing. I've tried that so many times and I know you're going to be surprised by this. Never once have they called me.
I think it was a smiley face I laughed at. You know, I took it up a notch. Ooh, I took a name, number, and a smiley face.
And probably a big tip to go with it, because no girl is going to call you back if you don't tip well.
Yeah, I went easy 30% that night.
Okay.
All right. So what'd you guys do when you went out?
So we both know this really high-end restaurant we've been wanting to go to. I actually, one of my buddies works there. It's usually like really hard to get a reservation. So he was able to, you know, get us in for a table for two. So I thought that was, going to really impress her. And
nice.
Sweet. Was she impressed?
She went. So I want to say she was impressed. She ended up going, obviously. So I took that as impressed.
And how was the actual date while you were there? I mean,
it was cool. Honestly, I don't eat at high-end restaurants, so all the food was really interesting. And, you know, it was like a six-course meal. Everything, it was nice and paced out. I thought we had really good conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking like a marathon dinner, though, if you're talking six courses. There's a lot that can go wrong when you're committing, what, 3 hours to a meal, 4 hours?
Yeah, it was about 2.5, 3 hours easily, yeah, with getting there and going through all the courses. So, yeah, there was a lot of room for failure in it, but I don't know if I was blind to it, but I never saw anything go wrong. I felt great about it.
Okay. What was the highlight for you?
My highlight was the dessert. It was almost like they were reading my mind because they brought this amazing chocolate three-layer cheesecake. And
I hate to interrupt you there, Greg, but I think Brooke was asking about the highlight with her and not the food.
Well, I didn't even tell you. She shows up dressed to the nines, and she's sitting across from me, and it was just almost froze me in time that I'm looking at her and can't believe that I'm
nice.
With her.
The anticipation is actually killing me right now. So what happened? Did you kiss? Did you go home together?
No. So we finished, and I walk her to her car, and then I think we're going in for the kiss. She turns to the side and just gives me a hug.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
Like, I thought, you know, maybe, okay, it was our first date, and I like that about her. Maybe, you know, she's playing a little hard to get. She gave me a taste, but, you know, it was like, I'm not going to give you your dessert, per se, on the first date, because she really went for a side hug.
Like you were saying, it's a first date. Not everybody kisses on a first date.
She gave me the hug, and it kind of motivates you more, you know, to try to, all right, now you've got me, and I'm really into you even more at this point, because, you know, I haven't tasted the forbidden fruit.
Don't call it that.
Right.
Well, I'm really motivated.
Okay, and how many have you talked since that day?
Only text message. I reached out, I texted her, you know, just said I had a great time. She didn't hear from her, and nothing's materialized into meeting up again.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can find out what happened in your second date update, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Hang on.